Welcome to the French Made Easy podcast, where I give you all the basics you need to speak French clearly and confidently. I'm your host, Mathilde, and I'm a French teacher, mompreneur, and bread and cheese lover. Join me as I dive into all things French for beginners and deliver to you bite-sized, easy-to-follow lessons every Tuesday. Let's get started. On commence. Hello everyone, bonjour tout le monde, welcome back to the French Made Easy podcast. This is episode number 95, numéro 95. This episode is part of the Common Mistakes in French series where I share with you verbs, words or expressions that often get mixed up. And today we will look at two confusing words, le jour and la journée. So they both mean day, and although it is possible sometimes to interchange them, most of the time they are not interchangeable, but I'll explain that in a minute. All right, so if you are new to the podcast, make sure you have your lesson cheat sheet in front of you during the lesson, and after the lesson head over to the French Made Easy library to practice what you've learned today. All the links are in the episode notes. All right, so let's see the difference between le jour and la journée. So, le jour, which means day, is used to express a time unit. So, it's the whole 24-hour day as a time unit. Whereas, la journée, which also means day, is used to express a length of time. And although it can vary, it's usually the length of time between sunrise and sunset. So let's see some examples and it's going to make a bit more sense for you. Il y a 7 jours dans une semaine. There are 7 days in a week. Il y a 7 jours dans une semaine. Here, the word day is used as a time unit. It is not used to express a length of time. That's why I use the word jour. Il y a 7 jours dans une semaine. Quel jour sommes-nous? What day is today? Quel jour sommes-nous? Again, I'm using day as a time unit and not as a length of time. Hence why I'm using the word jour. Same for the next example. Je pars en vacances dans 3 jours. I'm going on vacation in 3 days. Je pars en vacances dans 3 jours. Now, let's look at the other examples. J'ai travaillé toute la journée. I worked all day. J'ai travaillé toute la journée. Here, I'm using the word day as a length of time. It's I've been working all day. J'ai travaillé toute la journée. Est-ce que tu as passé une bonne journée. Did you have a good day? Est-ce que tu as passé une bonne journée? Again, day here is used as a length of time, not as a time unit. Hence why I'm using the word journée. Il a plu toute la journée. It rained all day. Il a plu toute la journée. Here I'm using the word day as a duration, all right? It's been all day. It's been raining all day. Il a plu toute la journée. That's why I use journée and not jour. And in all those examples that we've just seen, it is not possible, it's incorrect to replace the word jour with journée or journée with jour. Okay, so let's recap. Le jour, day, is used to express a time unit. It's the whole 24-hour day. La journée is used to express a length of time, a duration, and usually between sunrise and sunset. And that concludes our very quick lesson today. I hope you enjoyed it. And now it's time to practice. Make sure you head over to the exercise library to download your exercises and practice what you've learned today. I'll chat with you in the next episode. Merci beaucoup. À bientôt.
Hey, before you go, I just wanted to let you know that if you are struggling with forming complete sentences in French, I'm excited to announce my brand new French Made Easy 28-day grammar challenge. The challenge starts on May 1st and it is designed to help you create better sentences in French with daily prompts and personalized feedback from me. So if you are what I call a forever beginner and you want to build better sentences in French, this challenge is perfect for you. So click the link inside the podcast notes if you are interested to find out more. We start on May 1st. À bientôt. Bye.